Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's hear the words of our Lord as he invites us to come to his holy table this morning. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We've heard this morning of how God knows us completely. He surrounds us entirely because he made us wonderfully. Such truths comfort, but if we're also honest, such truths disturb. And they disturb us this week because we have sinned in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. And as we've learned this morning, none of them are hidden from God. The God who invites us to this table this morning is the God before whom all our hearts are open, all our desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. He knows everything about us. He sees everything we've done because he was there when we did it. You hem me in behind and before. Your hand is upon me. And that is why Psalm 139 can disturb as well as comfort. And it should disturb us at one level this morning. It should drive us to God in confession of sin. And yet the God who knows everything about us invites us this morning to come and eat with him, to come and drink with him. And the big question is, how can he do that? If he's a God of justice and righteousness and holiness, how can he invite sinners to this table this morning? Well, the Apostle Paul gives us the answer. Because for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Paul is talking, of course, about Jesus Christ, the perfect man, the one who knew no sin. God tested his son's heart, as we learnt this morning. He searched his thoughts. He listened to his words. He watched his actions. And he found nothing. In the American election nomination campaigns at the moment, opponents are trying to bring up dirt on each other. There's Hillary and her emails. There's Trump and his taxes. But Jesus Christ has no dirt to bring up on him. He was found perfect. He knew no sin. And yet, he became sin for us. It doesn't mean he became a sinner. It means that he stood in the place of sinners and was treated as if he was a sinner. On the cross, God treated Jesus like he was you and me, with our fallen thoughts, our flawed words, and our evil actions. And that is the grace of God this morning that we celebrate with this bread and this wine. Emblems that signify the death of our Savior. That great exchange was full of grace. He who knew no sin became sin for us. But there's grace on the other side of it as well, because there's two sides to the exchange. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. On the cross, Jesus takes our sin, and at our conversion through faith, we receive his righteousness. God credited into our account his perfect thoughts, his perfect words, and his perfect actions. The great exchange has two sides. He who knew no sin became sin for us, and we who knew sin became the righteousness of God in him. There is grace on both sides of that exchange. So if you are a Christian this morning, if you have said to God, search me and know me, and you know you have failed this past week, God still invites you to come. Confessing your sins, he says, come and eat. Come and drink, because my Son has made you worthy to eat and drink. So if you're a Christian here this morning, baptized, a member of a Christian church, then please come and eat and drink. If that is not you, then please just let the bread and the wine pass by. But as Christians, we don't come to this table presumptuously. We come saying, search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there's any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We come confessing our sins, but we come confessing them with confidence that God will accept us, because Jesus was perfect in his life and in his death. Well, as we come to the table, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness. And in the presence of your holiness, we are aware this morning of our fallenness. We have failed you, Father, in thought and word and deed. At best, our obedience this week has been imperfect. You search us and you know us. And you know that we are covered in sin from head to toe. And we deserve nothing but your just condemnation. And yet, you are the God of love. And in your love, you made your Son, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so, Father, we rejoice in that truth this morning. And we come to this table, weak and frail, but we come because of that truth. As we take this bread and wine from the gifts you have given, Father, we celebrate with joy the cleansing that you offer us in Christ. As we participate in this meal, help us by your Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith. And so nourish our faith, we pray. Grant us to know the blessing of sins forgiven. Accept our praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, so that our lives may proclaim your Son, crucified and risen. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.